Hi, everyone. It's Bridget, and welcome back to the Employee Lounge podcast. If you are not familiar with me or this is your first time listening to the podcast, my name is Bridget and welcome. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for being a part of the family, the family of coworkers. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Bridget once again, and this is the Employee Lounge podcast. I started this podcast in February of 2020 because there was just a lot of things going on that I just needed to talk about and vent about, and was wondering if there was somebody else out there like me that were going through it. And I didn't really find a community on any of the platforms. I mean, there probably were, but nothing that I particularly wanted to listen to. So I think I just decided, you know what, let me just make my own podcast and for my own community because I really needed this. So that's what I did. I started the Employee Lounge podcast and I was on Instagram, Twitter, and was just making episodes so you can actually listen. Season one, I put it on YouTube, and you can also listen to the audio version of season one. And you can also tell that I was going through it that time, so I apologize if I feel a different type of way, not really upbeat. But I mean, 2020 was a year of a lot of things, and I'm sure you're aware of that. So I just decided, you know what? I'm going to be real and raw, and I am going to tell my story, and I did, and I don't regret it, but what I do know is that people are out there just like me that were going through it, and I'm glad that they were able to find my podcast and able to just like or listen or comment. So thank you for everyone that has been sticking by me with this journey. I haven't really posted anything since, I think, in 2020. So thank you for allowing me to take like a little break. I really appreciate it. And thank you for just still following me and listening to my podcast. I can't thank you enough. So thank you. And yeah, I can't believe I made 10 episodes so far. So now this is season two. And I have many plans for this season. I want to have guests. I want to have so many other topics to talk about. So I'm really excited. And I hope you are excited too, because this is going to be a good community. I just know it. It's going to be fun. So please subscribe, follow, like, put on the bell notifications, and be a part of the coworker family. We're all in this together. We are all hard working people. So be a part of the community, okay? And I thank you for that. So why did I start a YouTube channel? Well, because I've always wanted to be honest. But when you're not always thinking you should or shouldn't, you always have self-doubt, whatever. So that's what I did. I was very much doubting, like, should I even make a YouTube channel? And then I finally did. I was like, you know what? Life is way too short. So I did it. And I'm so glad I did. This is my first video. I'm also recording audio, but this is my first video. And bear with me. I'm trying to learn all the bells and whistles. Okay. So bear with me. This is going to be new for me. So thank you for sticking with me. And if you have tips, hey, comment below. Let me know, because the more the merrier. I'm trying to make this as easy as possible. But yeah, I started my first YouTube channel, my first video, and this is going to be great. I can't wait to see what is in store for this channel. I can't wait to see all the supporters, hopefully all supporters, but I can't wait for that. So I really hope to have this community grow. I really hope my YouTube channel will grow, and I really want to see a bunch of coworkers. So subscribe. So as you can see by the title, I'm just going to get right into it. I am a part of the Great Resignation. If you are not aware of the Great Resignation, well, I'm sure you are aware now, because there are many, many people, over 4 million to be exact, that are a part of the Great Resignation. People are resigning from their jobs. People have many reasons to resign from their jobs. Those reasons could be anything like childcare, better work opportunity, entrepreneurship, toxic workplace environment. So people are resigning for many reasons, and it's all over the media, all over the news, everywhere talking about it. There's so many people that have resigned so far. And look, I am a part of that. I resigned from my job a long time ago in July, and it was because of a workplace environment. It was very toxic, and it happens. So I'll get more into that in a little bit. But there is a Great Resignation going on. If you are a part of the Great Resignation, hey, I hope you are able to find a job very quickly, because there's a lot going on and not a lot of people are finding jobs. And I hope you are one of the lucky ones that found a job. If not, keep going. Don't worry. You'll find that dream job of yours. Don't you worry. It's going to take time. It will. It may not come right away, but it's going to take time. So just relax. I know you're panicking. Trust me. But just relax. It's going to work out. You always have to bring up the positive affirmations here, because look, I know it's going to be hard, but it will be better. Okay. So why did I resign? The golden question. Listen, I resigned because it was a toxic workplace environment. Point blank, period. It was a toxic workplace environment. I had an insecure manager. If you ever had an insecure manager, you'll know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I had a very insecure manager. This manager was just not allowing me to work. If you ever been in that type of situation, you know what I'm talking about. This manager decided to exclude me from things. And mind you, this was a senior level position, but this manager had other plans for my position. And this was a new position. I started in 2020 and I didn't really know much about it. It was all new to me, but of course, this manager had plans for my position, just wanted me to be a paper pusher, didn't want me to speak up or have opinions, all the things. So this continued for months, almost a year. Well, it was a year. It got a little better, but then it just got even worse. So I decided in 2021 that I had to resign. I did not have a backup plan. I did not have a backup job. You know the rest. And disclaimer, don't do what I did. If you are in a toxic workplace environment, don't just resign. Always have a backup plan, a backup position, anything. Do not resign, because you're going to have to worry and think about things that are important, like money. How are you going to live? How are you going to pay for things? So that's the number one thing you should worry about. Think about that. Do you have a savings? Think of, will your decision affect anybody else? Like your kid or children, a parent, if you're taking care of a parent or your grandparent, anybody, will it affect anybody that you are responsible for. So think about that. Even a pet, they need love too. So think about why you're resigning and if you have a good amount of savings and if you have a good support system. That's very important. So think about these things before you decide to take that big step, because believe me, it is a big step. So I resigned without having a backup plan. And yeah, it's been a journey. If you're not aware, or if you haven't listened to my first episode, I am an HR professional. You know, HR is, it is what it is, right? You know what I'm talking about. It's very interesting, very corporate, very HR. So it hasn't been so easy finding a job. I'm going to be honest and real. It hasn't been easy, but don't give up. Keep applying. Keep looking. It will happen. Just keep going. Don't give up on yourself, because you will find that dream job of yours. I know you will. So keep going. So what are the pros and cons of the Great Resignation? And I can only speak for myself. So if you think that there are many pros and cons, you can always comment below, because I'm sure there are. But this is what happens after you resign. So my first pro would be that you do have flexibility. You have a ton of flexibility to do whatever you want. You also can be creative. Think of other things. Maybe you have a hobby that you want to finally do, or maybe you want to study for something. Maybe you want to go back to school. There's many things that you can do in this time off. Or if you don't want to go back to school, maybe you want to get a certification or, you know, something. Do something. But I'm sure that there are many things that you never did that you now have the time for, right? So that's a pro. Another pro is that you don't have to worry about any toxic workplace environment things. Like, you don't have to worry about a manager, a coworker, whatever. You don't have to worry about that. So that's another plus. You could wake up at whatever time you want. You can go anywhere you want. Those are some of the things I just thought about. So I'm sure there are many more. And you could also take care of your child or your children or your pet or whatever, your parent, your grandparent. You could take care of many people now. You can also look for remote opportunities. There are remote opportunities out there, work from home opportunities. So that's a good thing. So maybe you can get that job. So there are many pros to working from home and resigning from that job. The cons, well, there's always a con to a pro. And a con would be, well, you're not going to have that stable paycheck. It's not coming in every 2 weeks. You're not going to have that financial stability. But that's what happens. That kind of goes with resigning from a job. That's why I always say, always have a savings, because the bills don't stop, people. They don't stop. So always have a backup plan. Maybe you'll have a part-time job or something. Hey, a job is a job, but listen, if you need to do that, why not? But have a plan. That's the only con that I can think of. But also, if you are bored, that's another con. Just thought of that. If you're bored and you don't really have much to do, that's another con, but I'm sure there's always something to do. So maybe boredom is low on the con list, but hey, I'm just saying. But if you have more pros and cons, comment below. Let me know. How are you surviving the Great Resignation? I'm sure many people are like, no, Bridget, there's more pros than cons. Or no, Bridget, there's more cons than pros. But I'm sure you'll let me know. So comment below. So what else? What do I want for this channel? Where are my goals for this channel? Well, there's so many things I want for this channel. I want guests to be on this channel. I want to talk about many things. Maybe even not even all employee work related. There's so many things that we can talk about, because we can, and we're that type of community. I just want the best for this channel. I want this to be a safe place for people that are hard worker, that are working that 9 to 5 or not, whatever your schedule is. We can give advice. We can talk. We can vent. We could share some positive comments, affirmations. We can be that type of community that you normally don't see on the internet. Well, I don't know if there are any communities that are like this, especially for the working class. But hey, if you know of any, also let me know, because like I said, I didn't really see much. So I created one. But I really wanted this community to just be there for one another, because that's what we're going to be all about. We're going to be there for one another, because life is way too short. Life is, it's life. It's hard. So we need to uplift one another, especially in this time of uncertainty. So we need that type of community, that type of place where everyone can get along for the most part. But yeah, I want a lot for this channel. I want it to grow. I really have some goals for it. So hopefully you'll be there for the ride. And it's just not about me. It's about you too. So whatever you thinking about, let me know. So if you want something to talk about, a certain topic, let me know. If you want to talk about anything, let me know. Yeah, I want us to be very much involved in Q&A sessions. If you want to vent, if you want to ask questions, go right ahead. We are a community. It's not just about me. It's for everyone. We're all coworkers, as I like to say. So let me be your favorite coworker, and we can all work together, because I just know how it is to work 9 to 5 in corporate America. So transitioning to something else like YouTube, it's very different. But hey, I can only give my advice, what I went through, my experiences, and the same for you. And hopefully we can help someone in the end. I think that's my ultimate goal, is just to help one person. I don't know who that person will be, but I just want to help them, because when you start out in corporate America, you think it's going to be everything you dreamed of, and then something happens and it's not. And I've been there. And I'm sure you've been there too. Corporate America is very interesting, and you know what I'm talking about. So if you are still there, hey, tough it out. You got this. If you're out of it, I completely understand why. Because it's different and it's not for everybody, but it's corporate America. Hopefully there will be some changes to corporate America soon. Hopefully for the better, because some companies don't like change. And who does like change, to be honest? Really, no one. But hopefully some companies are changing for the better. I mean, I've seen some things with some companies, so maybe they're a little better. But let me know. Have your company changed if you're still in corporate America? Do you see any good changes? Do you see any bad changes? Let me know. Because I'm wishing the best for corporate America, for the future, really, honestly. And that's another reason why I wanted to start this channel, because I'm thinking about the future of people now graduating from college or starting college or not really getting that corporate America experience yet. So hopefully if you are starting out in the corporate world, if you just graduated, you found my channel and I could be some type of resource for you, because we all need that. I don't think when I started, I even looked for a channel for those type of resources. Maybe I'm the first. I don't know. I don't think I am. I know many people have channels that have some type of corporate America experience on their channel. But listen, I can only say what happens to me. So hopefully it will help you, because corporate America is something else, and I would like to be that resource for you that I didn't really find when I was starting out. Especially in HR. If you're an HR professional, welcome. If you're not, it's okay too. Welcome. Any professional, welcome to this channel. Let me know what you do for a living. If you're into that corporate world, or if you're not into the corporate world, honestly, I would love to hear if you're an entrepreneur, let me know. How's that going for you? I know it's hard. I know starting out is hard. So I would like to hear what happened from the beginning to the end. Like, how did you become so successful? Or did you have some bumps in the road? Let me know. I'm into that too. Honestly, I'm into all the professions because every profession is so interesting. So welcome all professions and let me know how you're making it in this uncertain time. I just have so many visions and so many goals for this channel, and I'm so excited that I started. Listen, the Great Resignation, over 4 million people are a part of it. Listen, take it day by day. If you're still on the hunt for the job, take it day by day. You will find your job, hopefully your dream job. Hopefully you will not have to go through this again. Hopefully you'll retire with this job. But take it day by day. It is a journey. I am experiencing that too, knowing good and well it is a journey. But listen, it will get better, okay? It will get better. Keep applying. There are so many websites out there. Keep applying, okay? Don't give up on yourself, honestly. And if you want to start a YouTube channel like I did, start one. Start it today. Don't wait. That's what I had to tell myself. I'm like, no, I have to start this channel. So here I am with my first video. So whatever you are putting off tomorrow, today, that's my little advice. So thank you for sticking around. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following on all social media platforms and all the podcast audio platforms. I cannot thank you enough. I just can't believe that so many people actually listened to my podcast, and that just makes me so happy. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I have so many more topics, so stick around. I have so many more topics to talk about from my personal experiences and guests I have on here from their personal experiences too. But I cannot wait to have more videos, and I cannot wait to share them with you, and I cannot wait to get to know this community even better. But I am going to wrap it up. So thank you so much, everyone. I cannot tell you how much I am so thankful and grateful for this community. Again, this has been the best experience, and I'm so glad I started. So once again, thank you for listening. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And let me know. Send me a good topic. Send me a good comment. Anything. I am open ears. Or I'll just read in the comments below. But thank you once again for tuning in. And tune in for the next episode. Bye, coworkers.